WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a vigil was held over the weekend for four kids that died in a Friday morning fire in Union City that also injured several firefighters. Three young children, two-year-old Jason Gonzalez, his seven-year-old brother Christian, and their five-year-old cousin Malin Wood, plus a 13-year-old boy, were trapped by flames and smoke in the multifamily home as neighbors and firefighters tried to rescue them.
I'm very heartbroken. I still can't even believe it.
A GoFundMe page has also been set up to help the families pay for the children's funerals. Two teens have been indicted on murder charges in a shooting that left a 10-year-old boy dead and his mother wounded in Asbury Park. 18-year-old Carone Council and 16-year-old Jadel Birch, both of Neptune, also face attempted murder, conspiracy, and aggravated assault charges. A judge ruled last month that Birch will be tried as an adult. He was an accomplice to counsel. Amazon is trying to convince Prime members the higher cost of membership is worth it and will be offering deep discounts on stuff starting today at 3 p.m. New Jersey 101.5's Patrick Lavery has everything you need to know about Prime Day.
Many of the deals revolve around Amazon's own products, like a Fire TV stick, Kindles, and the Echo. In fact, the Echo Dot was the most popular Prime Day item in 2017. There's been a big Prime membership push in recent weeks, including, as we've reported, a tie-in with Whole Foods.
At 36 hours, this will be the longest primetime day on record. Last year's sales surpassed that of Black Friday and Cyber Monday 2016. About $1 billion, according to Amazon. They're rolling out some 100,000 new deals over the next 2 days, which you can browse before you're ready to buy. Authorities say a woman found badly beaten inside her home apparently died from blunt force trauma, but a motive for the attack on 55-year-old Nellie Marquez remains under investigation. Marquez was found Saturday afternoon in her Newark apartment. No arrests have been made. Governor Murphy says New Jersey is seeking to double the number of medical marijuana facilities. He says the state is requesting applications for six more of them in the northern, central, and southern parts of the state. Six facilities already operate in New Jersey. The baby Trump blimp that flew over the UK during his visit there appears to be heading across the pond thanks to a fundraising effort. A GoFundMe set up to bring the blimp to Trump's Bedminster golf course raised more than $5,000, exceeding the goal of $4,500. One Hillsborough resident said the goal of bringing the blimp to the golf course where Trump spends many summer weekends is, quote, to get under his skin as much as we can.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.